Next on Gospel of Life, you'll be amazed to see what one young pro-life woman did to upset the abortion industry. Hello, I'm Father Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're joined by our Associate Director, Janet Morana, and we have a very special guest for our show today. Janet, tell us what we're going to hear about today.
Well, we're going to hear about a marvelous young woman. Her name is Lila Rose. She lives out in California, in L.A., where she goes to UCLA. And she's done some incredible work in unveiling the truth about Planned Parenthood. So I'd like to welcome to our program Lila Rose. Lila, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, Lila, why don't we start by you telling us some of your background. What got you interested into investigating Planned Parenthood?
Well, I consider myself pro-life actively pro-life since about age 9. And I believe that this is the biggest thing to stand behind in our country today. Like Mother Teresa says, when a mother can turn against her own child, what is left is there to save a civilization. So just because of the sheer amount of tragedy that abortion has caused our country, both women, families, and the children, of course, this is something that I want to dedicate my life to. So one of the ways to do that, a very interesting and exciting way sometimes, is to really take a hard look at the abortion industry and really keep them accountable in all aspects about how they treat women, how they treat their customers, the women, and what they do in our country. So that's kind of where the whole idea of investigating Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers comes from.
Now, do you have an organization that you collaborate to do this project?
Definitely. This project was done completely collaborated with James O'Keefe, a good friend of mine, a wonderful activist. And we do it also through our Live Action, which we have an organization set up called Live Action, and we have a media department there with Live Action Films. And we create YouTube videos to accompany most of our investigative pieces, and then we release them through our magazine, which is called The Advocate. And that'll be coming out this month.
And so how did you first, though, figure out that there was something to investigate about Planned Parenthood? Because, you know, a lot of our viewers think that Planned Parenthood, you know, they're not even aware that they provide abortions. They kind of think it's family health care. What kind of got you to focus in on Planned Parenthood and do this investigation?
First of all, there are a lot of shady, behind-closed-door things about this organization. I should first mention that they are an almost billion-dollar corporation, that they make millions of dollars in profit each year, that they receive millions of dollars in taxpayers' money each year, and they are one of the biggest providers of abortions throughout our country. The next thing, though, specifically for this investigation, is the fact that their founder, Margaret Sanger, was a self-pronounced eugenicist and even a racist. She spoke at KKK meetings, and she's responsible for many racist statements. So the whole founding of this organization was founded on eugenicist principles and racist principles as held by their founder, Margaret Sanger. So with that, considering that, and then also considering the fact that they have spent a lot of time over the years building up strong relationships with minority groups. They have almost 80% of their clinics in minority neighborhoods. They make sure to target them with ad campaigns and other forms to get more minority women, especially in the African-American community, to come to their clinics to get abortions. And that is one of the reasons why African-American women account for only 13% of abortions or 13% of women in our country, but they submit to over 35% of abortions. So there's this huge disparity where we really see that the African-American community is not only being targeted by the abortion providers, but they are really getting hard hit by abortions.
It's an incredible disparity, isn't it?
Yes.
And the more that our African-American brothers and sisters, especially the pastors, hear about this and learn about this, the better off we'll be, because they will not tolerate this for very long once they're aware of it. Now, what you've done is to take a very important step to make people aware of it. Let's talk about the specifics of what you were able to accomplish.
Now, Lila, you did this investigation of Planned Parenthood. We're going to go in a few minutes, shortly to a clip. But tell us about this investigation and what we're about to see on this clip. Just give us a little background of what we're about to see.
Certainly. Well, summer 2007, so last summer, with my colleague James O'Keefe, we did a series of phone calls to development departments across the country of Planned Parenthood and Associates. So we were calling the people that are in charge of getting money for the organization. And as I mentioned before, this organization is an almost billion-dollar organization. So they really value, they really seek out ways to get more money, not only taxpayers' money, but personal money from donors, as well as money that they get for abortions. So we were checking their donor lines. And what you'll hear in these clips, first of all, one of the things you'll hear is a Planned Parenthood development officer say that they'll take money, take a donor's money for whatever reason. So that at first that might sound like, oh, they're just doing their job, but you'll see through other clips as well that they're not just, doing their job as a development officer, but they're literally taking money that is from a donor who says, this is money for you, Planned Parenthood. I'm giving it for a racist purpose. I'm giving it because, basically, just as you're doing, I want to target the African-American community. I want to give this specifically for the abortion of an African-American child because I don't want there to be as many African-Americans in our country. So blatant racism, just disgusting racism, and the Planned Parenthood employee, true to the original mission of Planned Parenthood, does not reject the donation, does not make a stand against the racism of the donor. Instead, they go ahead and they either accept the donation and say, thank you very much, we love you, and thanks for your money, that's great, we don't mind. Or they go ahead and they even agree with the racism of the donor. Amazing. Now, we don't know if that's just they're agreeing just for the sake of the money or if they're really, have racist intentions in their heart. We don't really know that, but we do know that it is completely unacceptable for any organization, especially a taxpayer organization, to be accepting donations for racist purposes. But it's sad to say that we can't be too surprised when this is an organization that does target African Americans and it was founded on racist principles.
All right, Lila, so let's take a look at that clip now, exactly about your investigative report.
Planned Parenthood Administration, this is Lisa.
And who am I speaking with now?
My name is Lisa Hutton.
Lisa Hutton, what's your position?
Administrative assistant.
Okay. When I underwrite abortion, does that apply to minorities too?
If you specifically want it to underwrite an abortion for a minority person, you can target it that way. You can specify that that's how you want it spent.
Okay, yeah, because there's definitely way too many black people in Ohio, so I'm just trying to do my part.
Okay, whatever.
Well, blacks especially need abortions, too. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, for whatever reason, we'll accept the money.
Okay, great.
My name is Autumn. I'm the Director of Development.
Calling Planned Parenthood of Idaho's Administration and Education offices. If you're calling to make a donation, please dial 13 and speak with Autumn. Your call is being transferred.
Autumn.
Good afternoon, this is Autumn.
Hello, Autumn. I'm interested in making a donation today.
Fantastic.
What about abortions for the underprivileged minority groups?
Oh, absolutely. We have, wonderful, fantastic news. We just received a very generous donation to our Women in Need Fund.
Wonderful. I want to specify that abortion to help a minority group. Would that be possible?
Absolutely.
Like the black community, for example?
Certainly.
Okay. So the abortion could be, I could give money specifically for a black baby. That'd be the purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. If you wanted to designate that you wanted your gift to be used to help an African-American woman in need, then we would certainly make sure that gift was earmarked specifically for that purpose.
Great, because I really face trouble with affirmative action, and I don't want my kids being disadvantaged, against black kids. I just had a baby. I want to put it in his name, You know, so that's definitely possible.
Oh, always, always.
So I just wanted, can I put this in the name of my son?
Absolutely.
The name of my son, great. You know, he's trying to get into colleges, and he'll be applying, you know, we're just really big, he's really faced troubles with affirmative action, and, you know, we just think, you know, the less black kids out there, the better.
understandable. David, let me, if I may, just get some sort of specific general information so we can set this up the right way. You said you wanted to put it in your son's name, and you would like this designated specifically to assist African-American woman who's looking to terminate a pregnancy?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And want to protect my son so he can get into college.
All right. Excuse my hesitation. This is the first time I've had a donor call and make this kind of request, so I'm excited, and I want to make sure I don't leave anything out.
Civil rights may be a bridge. What is Planned Parenthood?
Okay. Good afternoon. This is Autumn.
I just received alert. I'm a major Planned Parenthood donor. I have been for many years. My name is April. I have received an alert that you are accepting, Planned Parenthood has been accepting donations, specifically from donors who have the personal intent of giving them for reasons to such as exterminating or lowering the number of individuals in the African American community. Is this true?
This is not true, April. This is unfortunate scam amongst some anti-Planned Parenthood group. They've been calling Planned Parenthoods all over the country and posting as donors who want to set up funds.
Oh, my goodness.
In a very racist, horrifying manner.
I am just hearing this. I am just shaking. I am.
I understand. I was shaking and pretty upset after I hung up the telephone with the gentleman who called me. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
We're pretty upset, too.
Wow.
Regardless of race, creed, gender, religion...
The abortions will be done specifically for black community abortions.
I will market in such a way that definitely it will.
Oh, great. On a black baby.
Yes.
Oh, great. On a black baby.
Yes.
Boy, that was something, right, Lila? I mean... I just couldn't believe their statements. It's absolutely incredible that they're specifically saying, okay, I'll give this money if this you make sure that it goes to killing a black child.
Yes, it is. It's incredible.
Just amazing. Well, it's so important that we get this out. And we're going to take a little break at this point and ask our listeners to consider ways that they can alert their friends, their neighbors, their pro-life groups, their pastors to what we have just heard, and so that the effects of the good that you've done here will continue to get multiplied. And then as we come back from the break, Lila, I want to discuss a few other aspects of this with you. So friends, please stay with us here on Gospel of Life.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Well, welcome back. We're talking with Lila Rose, a young pro-life leader from California, who has uncovered more of the evil of Planned Parenthood as a racist organization. And Janet, we just listened to a clip which I tell you, it's Lila. Is that the clip we just saw available on YouTube?
Yes, it is definitely going to be available on YouTube. If you go to www.laadvocate.com,
okay,
you can find a link to the YouTube site, and it should be another sources. And if you type in racism or racist in Planned Parenthood, it should come up as well.
Good, because I want to really urge our viewers to go back again and again to listen to that, because for many people, they're, I'm sure right now they're scratching their heads and they're saying, did I just hear what I thought I heard? And
yeah,
you know, they're going to have to really go back and see this numerous times. One of the things I'd like to ask you is this: one of the insights that you have early on in your pro-life involvement that I have noticed people who have been involved in the movement for decades have not necessarily caught on to is that when we say abortion in the United States, we're really talking about an industry. And when you think of it as an industry, you look at it as a business, then you can begin to understand where to find the weak spots and how to deal with shutting this industry down. That's a very, very important insight that you have developed. Would you like to comment on that for a moment?
Yes, definitely. I think, well, I'd first like to say that this is a viewpoint that I developed and my friend James O'Keefe have developed in us at Live Action because of the work that groups like Life Dynamics has done, where they really just look at the abortion industry, realize that it really is a business. They operate, especially an organization like Planned Parenthood, almost $1 billion budget here, with millions coming from tax money, millions coming from abortion revenue, and millions coming out in profit. And they see that when you have a business that is involved, and literally it's involved in the work of harvesting blood. I mean, it's not only harvesting the blood of the unborn, but it's also wreaking havoc in the life of millions of women and their families, and overall that affects their whole society. So when you look at that, you're gonna find a lot of dirt in an organization like this, and a lot of shifty things going on behind closed doors. And it's up to us to really dig and find out what's going on, so that the truth can be known, and that the American public can really see what is going on with this huge corporation.
Well, Lila, what would you like people to do then, once they've seen this footage, you know, to kind of get the word out or to maybe write letters to the editor about this racism component of Planned Parenthood?
I think it would be wonderful to, first of all, spread the word, writing letters to the editor, as you mentioned, speaking with friends. Definitely it's important if you know someone who's, you know, a regular supporter, or they visit Planned Parenthood clinics for health help or whatever it is, for them to be aware of these facts about this organization, that they're built on racist principles, that they target African Americans, that they have employees that are, you know, in the name of Planned Parenthood, accepting donations for racist purposes. They need to know that. Everyone should be aware of that. They can also, though, lobby their congressmen, and they can vote in elections to make sure that the people that they have in office are realizing what's going on with Planned Parenthood, because, again, this is an organization that receives millions of dollars in taxpayer money, of our money. So if they can lobby that we can stop giving money to Planned Parenthood as a government, as a nation, but then also that we would put pro-life candidates in office, because those are the ones that are going to make the future decisions for our country, and we need to have our law code, we need to have our legislation be more pro-life in the future to protect the unborn and to protect women and families.
Well, Lila, thank you so much for everything. We're unfortunately out of time, though we could talk to you for so much longer, but we will be back in touch with you, and we'll certainly support and promote your efforts. Thanks again for being on the program.
Thank you so much, Father.
And thank you, brothers and sisters. Stay with us now for more of Gospel of Life and for our action segment coming right up.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ, and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, welcome to our action segment. Today, we want to urge you to make full use of the internet to spread the pro-life message. And Janet, you know, we've talked about that idea for years, but the internet technology is developing so rapidly and providing so many more opportunities now for people to get the pro-life message out into that arena. And of course, one of the ways is YouTube.
That's right.
We have material ourselves on YouTube, don't we?
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, we've been starting to take the women's testimonies from the Silent No More Awareness campaign, those individual stories, the complete testimonies, and putting them up on YouTube. I mean, it's a major project, but we're getting them up there and we're going to keep doing
it. And for those that are not familiar with YouTube, the concept is very simply now that each person can have his or her own television network over the internet. I mean, that's what it boils down to. And it doesn't require high technology. The simplest home video camera that you might have, you could sit in front of that camera and you representing yourself as an individual or representing your organization can actually post these video clips on the internet through YouTube so that you have a particular place there where then people can go to listen to what you have to say or what your group wants to announce. And it's just amazing. They get thousands, hundreds of thousands of viewers on these various video clips.
Yeah, because what people do is, from what I understand, they go up to YouTube and they just kind of search around. And it's kind of like playing around and looking. Oh, let me look at this and let me look at that. And before long, you know, you can really get a great pro-life education out to people because we know the media won't show an abortion. We know the media will not show the women's testimonies on TV. But YouTube is a way where we can really get the word out.
Well, what YouTube and the internet generally are doing really is redefining the word media in the first place. Now the media is ours. We can have our own television network. And it's not just YouTube, it's MySpace. And as the word implies, it's a place on the internet where each person has his or her own space. Come and meet me. Let me introduce who I am, what I think, what I advocate. And MySpace is a space for you. So an individual who's pro-life, a pro-life group, a ministry, get a place on MySpace and you start to connect. And it's an online network. You start to connect with people of like mind. You form partnerships. It's a marvelous way. Facebook is another one of these similar concepts. And GodTube,
that's the Christian version of YouTube.
Of YouTube.
Right.
It's powerful. The fact of the matter is that this is an open door. And the pro-life movement has to use these opportunities. I mean, it's not an option. God is giving us this technology to communicate with people in ways we never dreamed of before. And it would be tragic if pro-abortion groups and people started using this more effectively than we do.
And, you know, even if you're watching right now and you say, oh, I'll never put anything up there on YouTube, I says, well, fine, you're not inclined to do that. But at least go up there and see what's up there and encourage other people to go there and become educated about the abortion issue, about the damages being done to women. Listen to the women's stories on YouTube.
I tell you, it could not be simpler to use. And, in fact, if some of our viewers want to start doing this and they need a little bit of guidance how to get started, our staff at Gospel of Life will be happy to help. Just go to our website, gospeloflife.com, and we will assist you to get started. Okay. Well, thanks, Janet. And friends, let me mention one more thing. on the topic of end-of-life medical decisions, there's a document you should really have, and it's called A Will to Live. It enables you to appoint somebody to speak for you in case the day comes when you can't speak for yourself, but medical decisions have to be made on your behalf. And The Will to Live, which is a specific document for each of the 50 states, can be downloaded from our website at gospeloflife.com. You can call us for more information. We'll send it to you. This is very, very helpful and important. And please check it out. And finally, as our program concludes today, we thank you for joining us, but we want to show you again what motivates us to do what we do. Why do we have Gospel of Life? Why are we doing all these efforts to end abortion? Because abortion is far more terrible than the word itself conveys. The images you're about to see will make that very clear. Let's watch them together. God bless you.
Until people saw images of children in coal mines, did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture, did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life, because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help. There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. The Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.